Okay, so officially the title of the shiur is Keeping Kosher Modern Times. I don't mean modern times as in the last 300 years. I mean modern times as in the recent decades. It used to be that it was much more straightforward than it is today. Today we are shy with some modern industry of tarfus mamish inside of our own things that we use at home. Glycerin, which is in different syrups and medications and different toothpastes and mouthwashes. Even sometimes you can have that in wrapping, plastic wrap or paper wrap of foods. It can be mamish things that are tarfus mamish l'chol ha'deis, which is not nifgam, not nifsal or anything else, plain tarfus inside the food. There are different pills or different powders that have stearate in them, which is something which we're not going to discuss tonight, but has to be studied. And then, of course, the central subject for tonight, which is gelatin. Almost all the gelatin in the capsules that we have, all the capsules are made of gelatin, and almost all of the gelatin in the capsules is animal-based gelatin, and it is made out of mammalian substrates. That's what it basically is. Now, the truth is that it can be negated also to other things, because the girl for one holds that when it comes to macholos asuris, we say sicho tishtio, which means whatever we smear on is the same as drinking it, and therefore even soap has to be kosher. And that's how girl to be halacha brings them to halacha. There were some in the old days, they used to dafka use ivory soap, because they knew that ivory soap was, you know, they advertised that they are only soap. 100% pure, right? They don't have any additions. The mice are cared God. The more additives you have, the less chance you have to be dealing with the tarfus. The soap itself was the actual tarfus in that case. It's made of tallow. Tallow is fat, particularly often pig fat. And therefore, it's difficult to know what is in everything, right? Again, we're dealing with things that are not even of innocent products, which we have no reason to suspect anything with. I mean, it's glycerides, monoglycerides, which could be tarfus mamish. But I want to spend mainly time today on gelatin. And if this sounds like it's going to be a matzias share, I say, no, hold on to your head. I want to go through mamish the wonders, the sugyas here, and go through what can be offered the gelatin so we can know what can be done with it, because again, it's much more common than most of us think. Just today I went through a list from the OU of different places where glycerin is, where you would never think it is, and it's everywhere today. And it, you know, it's part of what goes on today in modern days, is that they discover new uses for things, and you know, that's part of why this world is much more efficient than it used to be. But at the same time, it creates issues where they never were before. The gelatin of today is vade tarfus. There is such a thing as vegetable-based gelatin, and is also fish-based gelatin. That's all true. But the gelatin today in medications or in capsules is from Neveil Tetrevus, from Tomeo, because the truth is that the synthetic or vegetable or fish-based gelatin costs more, not the fish-based gelatin doesn't cost more, the other gelatin costs more, synthetic and the vegetable-based costs more, and the fish gelatin is just much more fragile, as we shall see, and therefore it just makes more sense to use animal-based gelatin for all these things. And generally, you see a capsule, you can basically know, of course, 100% certainty you're dealing with something that's plain tarfus right over there. Okay, so what are we going to do about that? Again, we usually try over here to deal with things, not in a way that we just put out the problems, we try to see what the solutions are.
The gelatin made out of the fat or the bones?
So that's what we're going to deal with tonight. And I want to start straight from the top, what we're dealing with today. Today, by the way, there also is, as we're going to get to at the end, there is such a thing today, believe it or not, as gelatin that's made from kosher animals which they shechted in a kosher oifen, and they made gelatin from that. It's good to know that. We'll soon see where that's negated and where not. And one of the other things about this that's a pellet, which is what I put onto this thing here, is that, yeah, okay, so it's perfectly kosher gelatin and it's pyrus. So we want to understand what that is, how does that work? How could something be glatt kosher from a hadron, from meat, and it's pyrus? So for that, we have to understand what is gelatin. So let's start with the materials, and from there we'll go into whatever else it is. I'm reading now from one description, breakdown of what gelatin is. I don't know if it's the exact words that you'll find on Wikipedia or wherever you want to look these things up, which today are so accessible, but this is one description which was written. Gelatin is produced by extracting collagen. What is collagen? Collagen is a fibrous animal protein from beef, calf, and pork. After soaking and cooking the skin or bones, the collagen is filtered and refined and evaporated to obtain gelatin. So this is the official description of what gelatin is. So what are we talking about if we want to break it down into plain English in an hour word? That's one way to put it. That's one way to put it. Another way to put it, it's chicken soup, right? In other words, what's chicken soup? You're taking chicken bones, put it into a liquid, and cook it up in there, and in a very, very simplified way, that's what we're really talking about, be'erich over here, not exactly, but you're taking skin and bones of animals, and again, often a pack of pork, which seems to be cheaper, and they take out a certain protein from it, then basically they evaporate all of the liquid from it, and they end up leaving the powder that's left out of all this. They end up with something that looks a bit like white flour, and that's what we call gelatin. So now, again, what are we talking about? We're talking about basically plain English, plain chazer, right? This is plain pork that we're dealing with over here. That's what gelatin is, and again, I want to make it clear, we have it everywhere. So let's deal with what are we dealing with over here, and what's the mocking to do anything with this? What's the tzad to be makel to take anything from the veils of treifers or behemoth tomatoes and chayas tomatoes and whatever else it is, and eat it? Okay, so let's take the first thing that probably would occur, which is, there is such a thing as being matir something that is an iser by means of shinui. Change this into something else, l'moshel. What would be one example of that as drought? In B'chayrus, the Gemara says, and a lot of people are aware of this, it says, dam ne'echar v'nase cholos. Right? Blood in all mammals, blood becomes somehow transformed from blood into milk. No. So milk is blood. So we all say, how do you blood, right? Why should it be mutter to drink milk? This is not blood. This is the Gemara discussed. This is Machayus. And the Gemara says over there, and as Rashi explains it, Chidushu, Meikora Havadam, Ve'oichle Bekoris, Ve'ashtemishli, it became mutter. What does that mean? Okay, so this is one example of something that was originally one thing. It was changed into something else, and it became, from a dover also, it became a dover mutter. So, gelatin also goes to a certain shinui, as we're saying. Even if it's chicken soup, l'maisa, you're taking something which was bones and skin, and you're turning it into a powder. So maybe we could say ponim chadoshes bol lekan, and the issa became muta. What do we find? Actually, probably a closer dugna to this, because what was going through my mind as I'm going through this. You find dam nech avanase cholov, okay, it's an internal chemical process where whatever you come across never was blood in the first place. What about something that was out there and it was just changed on the outside, not by some, physical chemical process which the body originally creates that way in the first place, but something that we actually changed. So this is a closer dimion to this would be Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Pei Dalet Sif Yizayin, Sheretz Soruf. A burned sheretz. Mutter lo'ichle mishum refuah. You're allowed to eat a burned sheretz for refuah. The afra ba'almahu. It's afra ba'almahu. And therefore, even though a sheretz clearly is awesome in the raifa, but a sheretz soruf, you're allowed to eat. Nope. So the first question is, the stress is made over there on mutter lo'ichle mishum refuah. Right? So maybe it's afra for refuah. Also, just paying attention to the lashon, the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it over there, sheretz soruf, a burned sheretz, right? What does that mean? Does that mean you went ahead and took a chance? Like, that gets my fancy, that chariot, I would like to eat that thing, yeah? So I'll burn it and eat it. Lavdafkin. The way it's put over here is, it's a chariot sort of. If you happen to chance upon a burned lizard, and you decide you want to eat it for your food. But maybe to go be mevatel lechatchila, you have to know if that's mutter. I mean, we know it's the Raivet in Tmim Dayan, he's brought to Teres Abayas, and the Ran in Chulin is brought, hold that ain't in Vatan Isra lechatchila, the right to the Kedin. You're not allowed to mevatel Isra lechatchila. So who says you're allowed to take a sheretz and burn it lechatchila? Don't say that here. And of course, they're very negate to us. Some Sefer says that bittel of a Isra Yovish, as opposed to an Isra Lach, the Kula Omer is also the deraisa. What's up? Who said that's the raya? Maybe that's not a good enough raya. But Lamaisid is better raya than that. In fact, this same raya comes in a better form. In the Amor, in your Yerideh Kuf Nun Hei and Siv Gimel, he brings the same halacha. And he is already ma'ir that both of those two problems, and he addresses both of them straight on. Mutter Lisroif Sheret. Also, he makes it clear it's not only a sheretz, it's anything, and that it's not only you found it burned, but you burned it. Again, the word refuah stuck in there. But he says, in other words, at least he tells us that we're not dealing with dafka chayla she'ez b'sakana, which is not anything. So we're dealing with something here with the chayla she'ez b'sakana, which, you know, maybe there's a little bit of flexibility there, but I don't have that much. Now, by the Dr. Chuba, actually, in Tzadik Tess, asks the Kasha, why is the Ramos saying what he says? Why aren't they involved in the Zulu Chatzilah? Why is there allowed to be serious? I mean, so the Ramos says differently than we would have thought. Why is that so? What about the Din of Eim Vatim Lissu Chatzilah? So he says that the Din of Eim Vatim Lissu Chatzilah applies in a case where the Isser is still extant. It's still there, the Essen. You still have the Chaticha of the Yisura here. Elamai. You are vassalin, among other things. So now, it blends in, and you don't know exactly where it is or whatever it is, but it's there. So now, there's a bottle below it, there's a bottle below this, bottle below that. So the Lamaisa, it's still there. So you can't go through that stuff. You have to fall in? No. But Dr. Dakichuva, if the Messias of something has changed into off of a heifer, and it no longer is what it was before, that's not what's called a vassalin, because it's a bevel bottle. It's bottled. It's not Hakim over the Yemen. It's just not here anymore. And so he talks to Daki Tshuva, and he brings that also from the Chacham Tzvi, the other Ephraim, even though he does bring over there the Chacham Tzvi, who was Master, his own son, and Sheilas Yaiva, so the Yaakov Evan comes along and is Machmer. But as he fears, he said, very clear, the Daki Tshuva robbed all of Lahakel, and also the place can say that this is Dalach. No. Maybe we are on our way.
So what are you saying? There's two types of bittul. One is where it's mixed in, but it's really the end zone where you can't see it.
Right.
And one where it's pulverized, you can't even see it.
Yeah, well, not even pulverized. We're talking over here even further, right? It's burned.
Yeah, so that's a different type of it. It's a different sub bittul.
No, it's not bittul in something.
Okay.
It's bottle.
Bottle. It's
in and of itself.
Okay.
That's what that case is about. That's what that case is about. So now we're going to have to try to figure out how Messias is over there.
But does it matter if the act of bittul is because you're not necessarily mixing it until afterwards. So what you're doing is you're not necessarily doing the mevatel in this burning part. You're just destroying it.
Yeah, shy of bittul, in other words, they're not using the word bittul only in the sense of bittul that's usually used as in, you know, flooding it with other stuff, but bittul in the case of nullifying it out.
Right.
You're nullifying it by nullifying its metzias, which is nullified by nullifying it in a flood of other things.
Right.
And that's what he's saying is the chilek. Well, there's quite a lot of other things.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Because the Zach is here. Well, now you found a way to get around it because you don't know where it is anymore, right? But that's not good enough. If that happened, no. You can't do that.
So that's in the different thing.
That's the crux of the issue.
Once you do that, then...
Once you've Emma's being Mavata, what think about? That's what I say. No, so maybe that's the heter of gelatin. Maybe even if you're taking it clearly from the skin, from pig skin, which is what it is, well, my sir, maybe that's the bittul over here we're talking about, which is being mevatel le'etzim zach. But l'maisa again, we're stuck with that little bit over here. The Ramah is matir only for a chayla, for one reason or another. Right? Okay. So, at least maybe, that'll give us our heter for capsules of medication, right? Even a chayla shemir thing. They'll say that even a chayla shemir is zakara, which is terrific because all medications, even if they're not a chayla shemir, it's zakara. It's a chayla shemir zakara. No, so terrific. At least we're going somewhere with that. But of course, what it doesn't do is all of the foods and toothpaste and mouthwash and wherever these things are found. We're going to find a hetzer from this where it clearly is stated that it's for your food. Now, if Yeshuva and Kufna Nun Hei brings Agoyis Yad Avram, that if it's not for your food, even with the evidence also. It's not really Dilma Chatchila. There's no hetzer for without your food. And why is that? He says that the reason is because it's Ashavei. This makes a lot of sense, and we're going to spend a little more time on this later. But he says Ashavei, by eating it itself, is Ashavei. That's one difference between your food and not your food. Now, like I said, we might have more on this later, is that it's Achshavei. Machoyle, it doesn't bring a food, but let's bring it, so that then there's no such shvora to be Machmei because of Achshavei, because there is no Achshavei in that case. Okay? That's one thing. One problem. But there's a worse problem, which may not help us even for Chayla Shein Be Sakona, or Chayla Shein Be Sakona, everything else. But the other point is, that Allah is speaking clearly about a case where, as mentioned, it was something that was burned down to ashes, and it no longer exists, right? As was stressed. This is not just a change, right? Change is a big word, but change has a lot of various degrees. We're talking about a change over here that has completely transformed something into nothing, right? And therefore, what about gelatin? Gelatin is not completely destroyed. It's changed, right? It's changed from bones into powder, okay? But did it become something that's nothing? Love dafka. So let's go a little further into this. The Tshuvas HaRadvaz. The Radvaz, of course, is either, depending on how you look at it, either the first of the Acharonim or the last of the Rishonim. He's in that bridge generation right over there. The Radvaz in Siman Tof Kuf Ayin Tes, that's a Chela Gimel. So he writes as follows, Sha'alto Mimeni. Interesting shaila. Idea chodasi al nas somchu ha'olam le'srapuis be'besar ha'meis to heal themselves with the flesh of a corpse. Hanikro mumyo. You'll recognize that word over there. It's a mummy. That's a mummy. Yeah. So people took a mummy. They would take something out of the mummy and use it for their own refuah. B'shaloi b'mokim sakana u'b'derech ha'ma'otzei. The loyoid, that was Shemestachrim boy, Venoistim boy, Gumay Surey Ano. He says, first of all, he talks about the Yisrachila. Second of all, he says, the Yisrano, which we learn, Kaimel, the Besarah makes also about Ano, the Kiva Thomas Shomerion, and it has to say right there, nobody can have any kind of Ano from a maze. And here people are doing business with the mommy. What's going on? Dr. Advaz in the Shaila. Tshuva, yes. Isra Achila lo yitzachta v'yishoyim. Isra Achila? That's an Arash HaShayla. That's something that you shouldn't have even asked. It goes without saying. Vadei mutu v'achila? He says, what's the question? Dig in, Rabbi say. You can't eat a mummy. What's the problem with this? Shai nishtana tshirosoy. V'chozar liyo is ofol ba'alma. Right? It changed into something else, which now could be considered ofol ba'alma. V'koshkei nari dey samim. Especially when different chemicals are involved here. Shari amumya, he besar hachanutin, shechointin oisom, bekamo mine samet, kidei lahamid, surosoi v'gufoi. Right? Different chemicals and elements are used here in order to keep the body in shape. V'chod alio is ke'ein zephes, v'ein ba yisrachil. I don't know why he compares it to zephes. I don't know why he calls it zephes. Zephes, tar, obviously, but why he says tar, I don't know. But Chomek says it's not that element, it's not something edible, it's not something to be worried about. That's for sure, he says. In other words, by creating chemical change, it becomes as poshut lahatir out kadeh, like he says, you don't have to ask me that. Right? But again, we still have this annoying little problem here, which is he's also going back to the four. It's being used for the four. He says that very clearly. So again, the question is, are we going to say the same thing by us? Now here's another point. Important point. Parsha Shmini, the Pasuk, It's talking about the behemoth mayor. And it says, Mibasorum loisei chelu, or when there's lost on loisei go'u. You should not eat from their flesh, and you shouldn't touch their carcass. Shake their krem over there. Mibasorum is a meal. The loimena somois, the loimena gidim, the loimena tlofayim shalah. In other words, the problem, the issue is only with their flesh, not from the bones, the veins, or the hooves. Right? The issue is only with the son. The Malgrim over there explains, the Malgrim has a pirish there, he explains that the diuk is from the word bebesorom, which is an extra word, it really should have said, mayhem, lo yisei chayu, don't eat from that. I don't say don't eat from that flesh. So you understand from that, that isra achila only is on besorom. No, gevaldi. This is Mamish Givins, it was Kumtachais, that as you brought up, what's it made of? Right? It's made of the bones, or the skin, as I said, right? And those are things that are clearly said over here, that they're mutter. So, the Chaskel Adamski, the Chazon Yecheskel, he has a tshuva, which was written to his relative, I don't know how they were relatives, but he's related to Blazidl Waldenberg, who wrote it in Tzitz Eliezer. And so the beginning of the fourth chelik of Tzitz Eliezer, before the sefer starts, he says, hey, look, a tshuva that I got from Pascal Abramsky on this subject. It's on gelatin. It's a gevaldik tshuva, which, you know, many of the Maamar Makrimas that we're going to deal with tonight are in there. And he's masked gelatin on smachze. You know what? It's made of bones, which have been dried. And he says, bones are the chumutah mitchilasa. So I said, Pascal Abramsky, bones are chumutah mitchilasa. So that's his first point, or one of his ikar points there is, this Torah's canon, which says, we don't have to worry about the bones. He has another raya, he proves this from a proof of a Rashi. Rashi uses a proof. Rashi himself in Atchot Beis is talking about Ein Begidim B'nois and Tam, that Gidim don't have any Tam to them, so Rashi says, Ein Begidim the Isser, Nois and Tam Bosa. The Gidim of Isser do not give any Tam Bosa. If they were cooked with the meat, they don't have any taste of meat in them to add to whatever you're eating. Alma, lav tam bosa is bohu, lav nevela mikru, elok atzomais, tein eitz ba'alma. In other words, what's the raya to give them? What's the hocha to give them? How far it is and how much, how little you have to worry about it? It's like atzomais. Like atzomais is eitz ba'alma. So we have a befeirish Rashi over here. That Asama is his posture that's not Bechlal Nevel. Gidim, we're going to learn from Asama, is that that's not either Bechlal Nevel, just like Asama. Therefore, Fiat Ois, the Paschal Abramsky, La Locha Daiti Noite Kedas Samatirim, Nitan, Sha Asama is in Bechlal Nevel, Utrefa Utemeo, La Inyan Esa.
You don't see a Ray Asama of Emmet Meir, just as long as Tam. Like
Asomois
and what was
the
other
and
Gidim on
Gidim on Asomois. And what's this point of Eitz Ba'alma? Not only doesn't have a time. You see, not only does it have a time, it's not part of the reason of Chayda, but Lamaisa, it's not the Chalal Nevela, that's still Hashem Rashi, right? By the way, this is Tshuva of Chaskel Rashi, he says, Prince, beginning of Tetzel, I heard that it's somewhere in his own song, but I don't know where. It's not in his Tetzel, but I don't know where else he has. I know that he has the Tshuva say, for the best of my knowledge, he
doesn't. So, how does it pick up the Teres Canyon and say that Asomois and Bucket Tmei? It's not so far,
but So let's take it.
Does he talk about refuah there? He just says straight out.
Huh?
He doesn't say
No refuah. Hold on. Slow. Let's take it slow. Oh, that's where we're up. In Achiezer, there's a tshuva in Achiezer, Chayla Gimel, Simul Amid Gimel, Oisai, who's also matter, and he brings that halacha that you just mentioned, which is, what's the heter? He says, Atzmoy so isur mitztarfim ima heter, Levatil Hoyitza, right? When you have a Chaticha the Yisur, that's something that's awesome. And in there, part of it is bones. So you want to be Mevatil the Yisur in the Hesed. and the atzomos of the isur join off to create a volume of roiv together with the heter against the chaticha of the isur that's there. That's a chmerdik. Kemavur v'yodeh, it's a mitzvahic test. As I zog, Reb Chaim Eizer, that this would be a heter, that atzomos amuta. And Reb Chaim Eizer brings another ayah from Tosfos Na'aveh D'Zohar, that's a mitzvahic test. Tosfos says, Yesh l'tzmoya, he says, he has a power, he says, Achshon, heichon u'oichon d'vash d'vorim, how are we allowed to eat honey today? Ali ragla d'vorim u'rovim b'dvash. Your feet of the bees mixed into the honey. That's some appetizing. We have to talk about long in Israel, yeah? Your feet of bees are mixed into the honey. Uchainir l'rabbeinu tam, Tosha says, d'vadi ragla d'vorim, kiva d'atzomis ba'alma ninu, v'torim. That's always the Alma. That's Musa. Givaldi. And Chaim Eizer, therefore, here's Eizer Kula. Elamai. First of all, you have to understand that most of the gelatin today is not made from bone. It's made from skin. And therefore, the Messias is going to be different on that level already than whatever Chaim Eizer was dealing with and Pastor Nalski were dealing with. But there's more to this also. Interestingly, this is not somebody who we're used to having Shuas Halacha L'maisa from, even though he has them. And it's about Avaron L'chel M'rocha Mishnah. Avaron has in there something in Zion. He has two long tshuvas on this subject. Deep duchet on Arichas Dikat tshuvas, where he proves from many places that the heter of Atzomos is not a heter in the Rabbanon, only in the Raisa. Bring Kamarayas, which you can't go into now, whoever wants to go through those truths. But he says clearly, he fears Ois, that comes out that in Rabbon, it's also a Moshe, in your day, he will base in the Chavzayan. There's a tshuva, and at the end of the tshuva, of course, he says, Isura Iko Vo'iris Vatomis Vachadoi Ma'af Shepotu, who says that in all of these, gives a list of all of these things, and the Rambam says, in other words, there's no chiyuv, but there's no heter in the Rabbana. And the truth is, Chaska Bransky has to deal with that also, obviously, right? This is a Rambam. This is not some obscure Maramachim here. He brings the Rambam, and he's the Chadish, that even though the Rambam doesn't make any kind of chilek, and it says it as a blanket, Isser, not the Chaska Bransky, that's talking about only soft bones. And the soft bones, that the way he's magdar is that the kind of bone that when you cut it, blood comes out, those have a time, he says. And therefore, they're a yoytim and a klal, and that's what the Rambam is talking about when he says that they're also. Rabban, again, he's Beich HaDevorim, and he says, all bones are also midrabbonim, and again, the pashtus of the Rambam, I have to say, doesn't follow what Pascal Ramsky is finding, and that's not what the simple reading of the Rambam is. Akaponim, let's say we will nemon like the Chazon Yecheskel. But what I say, the Messias today, again, is that most of the gelatin today is not made from bones necessarily, but rather most of it is made of skin. In which case, even with Dvorov, it would be also because, like he says, anything that has a taste, even with bones, he was saying, bones that have a taste, are also a yetim not called. Skin, clearly has a taste, teribazai, it's awesome. Now, there's another interesting thing with Chazon Yecheskel. It's not so halachic, it's more ashkofedic, and it's interesting how you find ashkofed inside of a tshuva. But those of us who are familiar with the world out there will have a certain amount of appreciation for what he's saying. And after he finishes his whole tshuva lahetza, he ends off, Ava lemaisa, he says, all this is la'alocha. Right, all the time we hear, la'alocha u lemaisa. Sometimes you wonder, what's the difference between la'alocha and lemaisa? But this is where he splits right down the middle between halacha and lemaisa. Kol zeh whatever I wrote of him, is la'alocha, which means this is how it should be. Lemaisa yeshli is yashin, he says, you've got to think this over another 10 times. Whether you can actually be master or not. In lo yikoshlu, I did a rat heter bedover zet. Why? Haloya gelatin, beglau shaloy omdu al mahusay. Since people do not know what gelatin actually is, for real. when we can saw in Yidias Eifan Asiyos, if people don't know how it's made, up until today, he says everybody knew that this is a Dover Asa. Yanu b'yan, sh'adover y'goli v'yodua, sh'bi ikoro yubom y'afri t'veilos atreifus. Everybody knew that part. The custom of atreifus. When we saw in Yidia, yesho yisifu oy v'omru, sh'etzev ha'choymer, sh'el ha'gelatim, who besar ha'moyach sh'ba'atzomis. It's the bone marrow. He says it's a mistake. It's not the bone marrow. But Maisman, people were convinced that it is bone marrow. Whatever it is, people knew for a fact. Gelatin is a dover also. Now, the in the pachat shovi says it's not a ridiculous fear. Im nach sheshayot hat be gelatin te chazik et adeach mishubesef hanafoitza kol kach videreinu bezodoin uvishgaga she isav ahetu videi rabonim kechayim v'yada yoyser rabonim can play with the halacha as they see fit. He says, al kegoin zen hema biyumam hema medalif al titnu mochum l'tzidoikim l'rabbis. Don't give excuses to the people who want to go against the Chachamim. She gave him a fear of Tzeder and Weish Ma'akoyl. Rashi says there. Aben Chanali brings in Shabbos. The whole Shamin, I feel it's Varm on the Torah. I'm a student of Amir Oret, Ein Odom Rashoi, Lo Hiris Lein, Lo Hete, Lo Yachlein, Lo Yitza. Hey, doctor. And there's different examples of this type of situation. Lamai Segeret, the truth is, as I have unfortunately heard from Zoycha, when there is a rabbinic will, there's a halachic way, etc. And people have that attitude is exactly what he's referring to here. And he says, once people know that there's an issue, they don't have to see it. I'm not so sure he says that I'm going to go out there and start saying, oh, we found a way to be master this. So in other words, you find ways to be master whatever you want, and whatever you don't want, you don't find ways to be master. You know, Chaim Reish Tzadik Gimel and Shabura brings the Gemara and Brachis, that a person, the Esam, I mentioned it over here, one of the Deir Shishirim, person the ethnic can make Havdolah, Riboy Yoin, Dava Meir, and go out for a walk and come back and make a Boy Mardi Aish when Shabbos is over. That's the Mishnah Buri, the Mashal, the Bachtam, we're going to have wrong. That despite what the Gemara says, you should not do such a thing, because you can't do something that's a Dover Tamor or a Rabbin. Yeah, but Rabbi Shi uses that Svara in Yeridei Chelik Aleph, where he says, even somebody who pays for the train before Shabbos, and doesn't touch anything, mukta or whatever it is, which theoretically the chayyim should be away for you to go onto the train. It makes no difference, and you should be able to take a train on Shabbos. So the Maisi says it's Dovah Temur L'Rabim, and Akoponim, Chaskel Abramsky, on his own, even though he brings it L'Halacha, he holds it should have been mutter, he doesn't want to get down to the Maisi. Now, the Maisi, like we said, stop. Either way, there's a problem here, because we're not dealing with the Matthias that he was dealing with. We're dealing with the Matthias with skin. So now we have to look whether there is a hesed to deal with gelatin that's made of skin. And to use it for any food, not just for refuah, which is all the problems we keep on having here. And this is the boy called the Rosh and Brach. This is a famous thing and a lot of fun. It's nice over here. These are Rosh and Brach are from Gimel Amud Aleph. It's similar to Hey and the Rosh. The Gemara tells us over there, Kolad Mugumoro, it's all the different types of incense or perfume or spices, whatever you want to call it, the Volchan Alein Bury Atme Besalmin, make a Bury Atme Besalmin on it, Chutz Mimushk, Mushk, Mosk, yeah? Sheminchayahu, it comes from the living, Shemolchan Alein Bury Mine Besalmin, if you make a Bury Mine Besalmin on Mosk, which take me to mind. Look, Rashi says it's Mina Rei Shalchaya, as if it's some kind of an excrement. But there are springs from many Rishonim who disagree with what Rashi's Matthias is over there, and who tell us, Nochen Yoyte, Shechaya Yeduoi, it's a certain animal, Sheye, which is probably called a mosque deer or something like that. I think, well, that's not a mosque rat, I think it's a mosque deer. Sheye Slochatoitris with Tavora, it seems to have some kind of a gland. Oh, thank you for that. A gland in its neck, or this Kabbatsum Chilik Eindam, which is the blood that ends up inside of that gland. That blood is internally turned into musk. That's the balamur. Interesting. It may sound a little nauseating to some people, but it sounds like it was something that people actually did. Is that in order to give a certain smell to their food, they put in a little bit of this musk into it. But the balamur, he can't eat it. It's a shazdam. Ben Yoyer Zalpirish, The emshalitim b'tam lahatir, you could find a way to be matir to eat this mosque. The loyma pirsha ba'almo. At this point, it's tam a sort of, how do we call it, a secretion or whatever it is. What it was before is not the gas house before it was blood. The Vatahashta, as we know. We follow what's going on now. Well, what used to be, where it originally came from, but what it is right now. Sha'arei, what the Raya says, Hadvash, Nofo Brichaticho Shel Isa. If a piece of Isa falls into honey, Afal Gat, Shel Isa Moyach Betech Hadvash, even though that Isa will break down and melt down to whatever degree within the honey, Kivon Shederich, Hadvash Lahachzid Dover Hamerifel Boy. Dvash, the way honey works is that it turns whatever falls into it into honey. Therefore, k'moy dvash, you know, like muta, it turned into honey, and it's muta. Ochanami, avuk shemetchilo hayodam, kiven sheyoter materials dam, but asa zinon, we follow what it is right now. Azayz of terosh, the shema ben yoyna. Therefore, it's muta, even though he's not talking about a chayla, and he's still matir, just like dvash, etc. And this is a heter that is brought all over the place. This chaimayz brings that heter. In his tshuva over there, and he says, and this is where his mazber goes back to gelatin. Away from there, shenifstad legamri, completely broken down. He says, adidei asid shel melach, the hafatfer, is the word we're using there. Haseir from machale completely destroys it. Ve'ein roi oid leplito, it can never come back out in any shaykes its original form. Kamei shakosel haram ba'avidazora. Yeah? B'tam ha'heter, b'mosk, me'amosk, b'nevelish, and ha'tafchol ha'dvash. Right? V'shenasis mitchil ha'pogum. And therefore he says it's the same thing as the mosk, which was originally came out as pogum, and therefore the same thing is going to be true over here. In a different shuva of Chaim Moser, and Shemalam Adalis, he talks about eating blood. But it wasn't the blood as it was, but instead they pulled out a certain protein, it seems, out of the blood. And with a zambarichus about a food that was chemically altered, and therefore he says, Mishtana leis ba'alma ponim chadoshes bo'olakan. In the third shuva in Yerideh Yudalif, he speaks about what is tartaric acid, it's the acid that's in wine from the Ayin Nesach. And he's making it look the same, you say. It's a chemical change, he says, just like musk. They're advising that tshuva by the mummy. He says, kasher kasatsi al inyan hamosk, same thing. It's a chemical change and whatever it is. Now, this is the aside, which could very much be mashpia on kashas, right? Because there are definitely certain ingredients which come from complete tarfas, which we can remake along because ponim chadoshes bovul akan. So ponim chadoshes bovul akan be a tremendous thing. The Chashulchan speaks about rennet, which we use to make cheese, which comes that rennet comes from the intestines of an animal, inside of the stomach of the animal. Shulchan Aruch over there is matir, and it's not called basa b'cholov, even though you're talking about using a part of an animal in milk. And the Aruch HaShulchan, even if you're using the stomach of the veil of Tzreifas or anything else, he says, "Etzleinu oisim agvinus like they oida kevosh and it's yabish adish dak laofer im oid varum ki yadua and his matir." So not to Chaim Moser, it's the same thing by gelatin. Even again, without the heter that he was using for bones or that anyone wants to use for bones, but forget about bones now. Let's talk about skin, which is more homer. But he says, "Nishtanu legamri ledover acher." Okay. However, this heter also has a lot of problems. First of all, Pascal Abramsky, who was yes mater, who was mekel, but he brings a metzias which checks out today as the actual metzias, which is that he says that the chemicals that are added to the gelatin are not in order to turn it into some of the metzias, not in order to destroy it, not in order to ruin it, the dafka there, in order to take the collagen out of the bones without any admixtures of all the stuff that you don't want in there. So it's out of the avodah. It's extracted in all of its purity. And the easiest way, that's what we're using these chemicals for. Unlike some chemicals which are made to completely alter something chemically, fakir. We don't want to alter it chemically. And we don't want to alter it unchemically either. We want it to be as pure as it possibly can be and bring it out in the purest, quickest, easiest way. And that's what these chemicals are very helpful for. But it comes out as it is. We don't change at all. Taribazai, musk, honey, all these things are no makor b'chlal to make him such a thing. And therefore, right in the beginning of his tshuva, of Chaskel Vansky, before he starts looking for his coolers, he starts off at with Agdoma, right in the beginning of tshuva. Ein kamokim l'masa umasom, beheter ha-jelatin ha-nasa, me'atzmi sabedu ha-tsefa, al-fidibra ben yoyna, about honey, shenofo b'chaticha shal isa, nothing to talk about, he says. Why? He explains like this, as the Messiah says, nothing's being altered over here at all. And this is the Matthias. So it's not going to become a machloikis la'alocha here between the poiskim because they're basing it on different Matthiasim, which is Mizbara, that the Matthias is as Reb Chaskel Bransky says that it is. Not like Reb Chaim Reza says that it is. It's not true. That it's no different, like I said earlier, than chicken soup. Elamai. Chicken soup, you don't throw something in to help the inside of the bones or whatever it is come out even better. Right? Maybe you can't, for all I know. People use baking soda for all kinds of things to help it soften or whatever it is. So there are different elements you can use. But when I figure that, you're dealing with chicken soup that several agents were used to help the process of taking out whatever needs to be taken out of the box. Now the truth is, even if it was a musk, and musk sounds so beautiful and terrific, but anyone who was paying attention to that rosh already realizes that the Rosh brought here a Balamur, who's not Mekel, the Rosh himself disagrees with Rabbeinu Yoyin after bringing him, and everybody doesn't bother anybody for bringing that Rabbeinu Yoyin for whatever reason, but the Rosh does not pass like Rabbeinu Yoyin. Of course, the Rosh is one of the Amudei Hapsak, and there's a Machloikis Tazim Mogen Avrom and Rechaim Reish Tazayim, Mogen Avrom's Machme there, not to eat mosque because of all these Yishayinim who are Machme, and the Kapachayim brings many achreinim who are machmer, and therefore he feels like machmer, even on mosques. Even if this was mosque, we're dealing with a pretty tenuous type of hesed over there. Also, we have another ayah. Gemon Psochem, the Chofal from the Beis. Rova, Omar Rova, Chor Choy Koizim Zmarisir. You take chomet and you burn it before the Zmaris of chomet. Mutem Bahano also, Afil Lachaz Zmarisir. The Tosfos, what's going on over here? He said it's Nifsul Me'achilas Kelev. And even though it's Nifsul Me'achilas, not Me'achilas Adam, Nifsul Me'achilas Kelev, even the dog will not look at this. That's how far gone it's been burned down to ash, yeah? And even so, it says Mutar B'Hano Osoy Afil La'achar Zeman Yisuri. So what are we finding over here? Like the Rosh is right there. Afal pi the botlo das a oichel eitel kol adam kol adam kiv on the ihu kol achele. Also, what you eat is also, and therefore, even if theoretically it's gone, but as soon as you eat it, it's not gone. And this is that old yisoid which we brought before, which is what's the bust? What's the heter? Heter is it's no longer a food. So why are you eating it? So if you're eating it, it's because it is food, right? And this is the old yisoid of achshavei. In other words, therefore the heter is only ba'anor, because when you use something ba'anor, you use a table for anor also, you use everything for anor. That's not an achshavei. But to use something to ingest it, turns it into an achshavei, and etzem achilu makes it into a food. The heter, therefore, is only ba'anor. It brings many rishonim v'el ha'alocha d'rosh. This is what's called achshavei, and therefore, you can't do it. Chulin is by achilas dam also. Dam is not choshev, it's not a food, but you're being ma'achshavei, shechon aruch. The Gabbai Pesach, Paskin Sak Aloch Lamaisa, that eating the Afer of Chomet is also because of Ashrei. The Far comes a Baron in that Shuv over there, assuming it's Zayin, and he says, even if we will accept, which he doesn't, that gelatin is Nifsal Me'achilo, but if you buy it and eat it, that itself, Ashrei Lo'echa, Avhenkin, and Eidus Yisrael, right? Ein Lo'hokil Be'klau, Kivon the choizer umesrakech v'nase meichu v'oymet l'kach. Which means, even if it would be with a kavel that it was mishtana, But even if it's mishtana, it definitely comes back to life in further processing and by eating it in a normal way, which is what this is made to be eaten as. And therefore, there is no heter of all of these things. The Baron asks the question, no, what's the heter of Ragli Dvayim? Why is it the Ragli Dvayim on Moshe? Why don't you Ashrei on that also? Why don't you say the Ragli Dvayim should be also because of Ashrei? So he says a post terrorist, which is that he says, I didn't stick the feet of the bee in there. What should I do? I'm stuck. I can't eat the honey. I have no interest in eating the feet of bees, believe me. But what am I going to do? Throw all the honey out because of that? There's a limit to how much I can do about this. So the last night I eat the feet of the bees that are in there also. But if you take something and you put it in there, so how should it? Okay, you know, let me get to this. And maybe that, like I said earlier, is enough community between the four and not the four. So, according to the Messias that we know today, like Rabbanan says, Kosavti kuntes barichos ze yoisome eser shonim. Uvirazi tzdodi ashailo, nechluku bo tamid chachovim chashuvim, ve'aleisi lasoid oloroi vashitoi, ulumitzas pleskim gankein ein hetabor. In other words, he says, it's a shaila, whether it's a borur or a maybe heter. But it's very iffy, he says. Nobody says that there's anything really clear here, he says. That Moshe says clearly to be machmer, and that he also says, if it's not a vada yisr, it's at least not less than a sophic yisr, at best, he says. And Blazer Silver, that's very interesting. Blazer Silver was a Talmud Muvik of Chaim Moser, big, he held himself very proud of his Kesher of Chaim Moser, and he fought here in America not to be made on job. Although his Rebbe was medical, in other words, vice is as he came to America, he checked out the Messias and saw what was going on, and he saw that it's not the Messias that the Chaim Moser was told about. Rabbi Belsky, the Chaim Lebracha, said that Moshe said to him, Vosalatan, Maltisht only the Chaim Moser's Heta. He said it wasn't accepted, the Chaim Moser's Heta was not accepted, and therefore, as it seems, gelatin in food should not be used. Now, I want to say something here, which I heard in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Rav of Tnuva in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Weitzman. I heard him clearly saying, and this is an important thing across the board for people to know, anyone who's in Eretz Yisrael at any time. These Rabbanot Mahadrim, and some people not clear what is exactly the difference. So here's one difference, which Weitzman, who was the Rebbe Tzvi, said. He said, use gelatin as an example. He said, something that some place can maybe matter, they'll use it in a red plane Rebbe Tzvi product. And therefore he said, since you could find some place where matter gelatin, so he says, you buy your Rebbe Tzvi yogurt and that's your soul, very possibly it has gelatin in it. If it's mahadrin, then there has to be oiz gehalten l'chol adeus, and therefore there won't be any gelatin that's also in yogurt that says on it, Vadat Mahadran Tnuva, if anyone pays attention there, that's something that for the last 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, Tnuva made a Vadat Mahadran, which is several Rabbanim together with Rav Eichmann himself. And he says, in such products, the same Mahadran on them, there won't be gelatin. And again, gelatin was one example. But it means that it has to be kosher l'chol adeus. There's no cutting corners when it comes to that one. Plain Rabbanim could be cutting corners. I told you, be sure today, I was sitting on a plane with Mike for somebody who was chalished. It was a woman, Dafka, and she was obviously a very sincere person, but I ordered the Mahadran meal, and she didn't order the Mahadran meal, and she said to me, there was no over there at all. She was plain sincere and straight, but she said to me, I don't order the Mahadran stuff. It's kosher. Everything on halal is kosher. What's the difference anyway? So I happened to have previously heard of this thing, and I told her, and she was chalished. It's a woman who, again, didn't look like the greatest of Talmud Chacham of all the vices. She said, I don't want to be jealous of him. And I know that I don't. I didn't realize that there was even... So I thought that it's not chumrus al gabe chumrus, but that it's plain stuff, that is an open machlokes as a pleiskim about at best, she wouldn't get there. So that's something that we have to know. Okay, lamaisa, most of them, you have capsules. Capsules are made of gelatin, right? So, gelatin again. There is vegetable gelatin. It's not used. Fish gelatin is used, but not on capsules. Fish gelatin is used today in kosher marshmallows. They use fish gelatin. It's an interesting subject, Fazek. But clearly, fish gelatin cannot be used for capsules because at room temperature, it melts down and falls apart. So there's no way to use that. So clearly, all of the capsules that we have today are made of the real gelatin. So what's the heter over there? So first of all, we should realize that capsules are a completely different story than the plain original gelatin. Why is that? So chomosim pezayin, which was just previously mentioned, or a kevel. But for omen moilchin oisoi, omen yabshin oisoi, v'nase ke'eitz, omen malin oisoi cholos, nase ke'eitz, and therefore you can fill it up with the milk and let it sit in there. In other words, you can eat the cheese that was made inside this stomach. The me'achash and isyabish have a ke'eitz ba'almo, ve'imbelach luchin bosa. It's no longer the original product because it's dried out. Now this is something that we find all over the place. Dried things lose their status, and the capsules of gelatin is not the original gelatin. Okay, so now we're talking about the gelatin, the original bone. But the capsules are not the original gelatin. They take it and add different ingredients. I've read places where it said that in Chuvah, so I don't know exactly what the material is. They add rubber there. I don't know what they add to it. But my thing is that at the end of the day, when you take a capsule, everybody knows what a capsule looks like, and if you didn't know better, you would think it was a piece of plastic, and you would have no reason to believe otherwise. But the truth is, itaka looks, feels, and acts like a piece of plastic, and it looks like it's a dried-out thing, Yovishka ate 100%, and therefore, Rabbi Belsky, Rabbi Lebrocha, said that it's definitely one that's still they had to in capsules, because the original gelatin, he says, the original gelatin, he says, I don't have the stylus in the fact that it's a powder, big deal. He says, coffee is also a powder. Salt and sugar are also powders. Does that make it ice food because it's a powder? Big deal. I'm not impressed by that, he said. But that's not Yovish cake, but it still has a taste, it has a flavor, and that's why it's used often. But when it's dried out into our plastic capsule, there's a mokum lima that's called Yovish cake. The truth is, Rav Henkin himself, in that place where he says that gelatin is also, and he asks, no, why do I see people being maker of capsules? Kanira simchim alei yibush, he says. Probably it seems, he says, that people seem to be simch on the yibush over there, that it's like, it's called Yovish case. In fact, there's a Shuvas Atri Levonin who writes, he's talking about over there, somebody has a tarivis of Chometz for Pesach, and it's a choyel she'em b'sakona, and he says, you can put it into a gelatin capsule. If you put it into a gelatin capsule, the gelatin capsule, he's the one who says that it's mixed with rubber of the doctor. It's possible machilas keleb and it's kosher keitz. Therefore, there's no teres oichel there anymore. It's called korchei besiv. And therefore, even a chayla she'em b'sakana could take all the divrei iser which he has to have, put it inside of this gelatin capsule, and eat it because they have a gelatin capsule. So not only is the gelatin capsule becomes mutter, but it's massy, whatever's inside it, mitzat korchei besiv, which turns it into shaloi kedarech achila, as you're eating it wrapped up. Nope. Here's the shayla, what about achshavei? Why don't you have achshavei on the capsule? Why don't you have achshavei on the capsule? So, here is Takedek, Tav Sofer, it's true, it's not a chayim, something to cook your dollars, brings this to your side, that achshavei is only when it's something that you want to eat. When you want to eat it as a food, that turns it into a food. But he says, anyone who's eating something because they're sick, is not blessed b'neira, and for that you don't need choy l'shiyesh b'yisakon, even choy l'shiyem b'yisakon. It's not achshavei. I need this for whatever reason. It makes my life much better because whatever. So, call a shalom, what can I do? What do you want me to do? So in Meila, that's not Akshavei, it's the Chaznishon of Pesach. Also, the God of Chomus for Pesach, when it's, you have, let's say, Chomus that was used in order to solidify a certain tablet, let's say, it says, Loi Shayach kan Akshavei, the Daitoi ala Samamonim. You're not interested be'etzem in the Chomus, you're interested in the Samamonim, which happens to have these Chomus in them in order to turn them into something that you can use, okay? Moshe Rechaim Chelik Beis, he says, the kvar nivtal koydem a pesach mishem oichel, the achshavei lo shayich the dover shle kach le refua, the ach dvorim morim u mousim noitzim le refua. Well, simply shal refua today, Baruch Hashem, the world is different, even from when I was a kid, when we had to take medicines which were completely disgusting and horrible, and today the kids are complaining that it has a berry flavor instead of an orange flavor or whatever else. Not the mice, in the old days, it's clear that people took all kinds of medications which were completely repulsive, because that's what you did. So maybe you're going to say, actually, on that, there's no actually on that. Another heter is bechlal, a certain kula, it's like the chachila, which is always the chachila in the Rabbanim, and therefore chayli yemekel, which brings us to the question of, in that case, is there any sadla hashma on capsules of, whoever wants Felicia leave now, by the way. Is there any sadla hashma on capsules, which makes it a little bit less convenient. All the clause that is a shagataya in Simonai and Hay, who does say that even a chayla shem b'sakona does have akshavei on a medication. He says it before, she doesn't explain how or why, what's his smaller, but Shagatai, on the other hand, is somebody who we have the most tremendous respect for. Shulchan Ochara fastens that way in Osos Pei Shachtakeh, and so therefore, nope, if you say it's akshavei, so no, hold the dinner, you're back to square one. Once you turn it into akshavei, you turn it back into food, so it's dumb stuff. Another reason, lahachmer, is Yeridea and the Simkuf Mehe and the Amor, he brings a few hetayim and Mokum Chayli, and when he finishes bringing that hetayim and Mokum Chayli, he adds on. The Eimatirim Shum Dvar Yisur Lechayle, in Yohar Lasa Serefua Behetar, Kamoy Be'ezah. If you could do it the same way, Behetar, Kamoy Be'ezah, Afal Pishat Tzorch Lishay Tzat, it might take you more time, you have to go to a different drugstore to get something that doesn't have a capsule or whatever it is. The agro over there, he says it's not hotel, it's choyo. It says it's choyo, so if you have a choice to do it, perhaps you should do it. The Mishnah Berurah passes that way also, and therefore, let's say somebody could take that same medication and open up the capsule. Let's say, and I'm saying let's say, right? Let's say you can open up the capsule of that vitamin, of that pill, or whatever it is, it's better to do it, right? So therefore, such capsules, which you can open up without ruining it, without ruining what has to be done with it, well, it's better to do it. Right? Another shayla that could come up, of course, is Timtum Alev. Timtum Alev, Lamaisa, which is not 100% clear how it works, but it's a Gemara and Yuma Daflama test, which is talking about over there, even when it's Mutim Mitzat Pekuach Nefesh, to eat something. But there still is a Timtum Alev. There's a Ramah in Yeridea Pei Aleph, who says that a woman who has to take the Nevi'os HaTreifos, eat the Nevi'os HaTreifos, she shouldn't nurse at that time. The Shach and the Taz over there for another say, that even though it's a mitzvah pikuach nefesh, and as the Aruch HaShulchan adds, even if we're dealing with the Isra Rabbana, but still, there's a certain Timtum Alev anyway, and therefore, maybe the truth is, and it could be something as Yavish Ke'et, and there's no Timtum Alev over there, there's also B'nai Yisoskar, well, let's throw an older thought of it. There's the B'nai Yisoskar, it says the son is bottled B'shishim, becomes Mamish Hetzegomer, and there's no Inyan not to eat it, so I want us to know that also. But if somebody could, definitely like Hifzid, and especially, like I said, sometimes you can open up the capsule, mix it into juice. Well, if the doctor agrees that it works that way, and because I do want to say, sometimes these capsules are made for slow release. Let's be clear about that. The capsules are meant to go into one's stomach and slowly break down and release whatever's in there. And that's true about a lot of different types of medications of various kinds. Therefore, a person needs to ask the question. In that case, you should definitely not open it and take it out. You should definitely use it as it is. But let's say it's not a problem at all, then that's something that can definitely be considered to be taken out. Also, I just want to end off by saying glycerin, right? Glycerin, first of all, I personally contacted and got in writing from Crest and from Colgate, and even though they have glycerin in their mouthwashes and in their toothpaste, and I remember in our days, in the old days, we used to stay away with it from the stuff of glycerin, but I made my own contact with them, and whatever they have in writing, normally our way is to be serving from whatever they put in writing. There is no glycerin menachai in any of the Colgate and Crest toothpaste and mouthwashes. I did try to contact today Rite Aid to find out what's the big glycerin in their kids' pain reliever, in their liquid pain reliever, which is ibuprofen. I haven't gotten a response from them yet, but today I spoke to the Star K, and they said that it's at least a suffix today because it's zicha a lot of because of the shigurin. We gain a lot from the vegans, by the way, because there's such a shigurin out there with the vegans. So you can at least have a good side that they try to make some effort to use glycerin that's not menachai. And therefore, their recommendation is that if you don't know which glycerin it is, be mevatalit in some liquid, a little bit of water. You know, a drop more than roiv or any other drink, and the mailer, that's the way to go about it to be master.